Welcome to the Dan Hart Financial Services Money Verse of the Week. The Bible addresses money and possessions more than any other topic. Join us each weekday at 7:55 a.m. as we employ God's Word and perspective to our relationship with money and investing. With today's Money Verse of the Week, here's Dan Hart.
Have you ever had the responsibility of managing someone else's money? Taking our duty seriously, it would prompt us to think about the goals and the priorities of the actual owner of the money. What should we do with that money to advance their agenda? Psalm 24, 1 and 2 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters." This verse and many others tell us that God owns everything, including every dollar we control. You and I are managing money that belongs to someone else. Well, what does it mean to manage the money that is temporarily in my care according to God's agenda? What's the key? To bring everything I know about money and everything I know about the actual owner's priorities and make this the framework with which financial decisions are made. This is a one-time decision to make, coming to a fork in the road where we will decide if we will let God's priorities drive our money decisions, and also an ongoing journey. As we study His Word and worship and pray, what are we continuing to learn about the things that He cares about? The more I work on this countercultural perspective, the more I realize that just like an onion, it always seems like there's another layer to peel back. Believe it or not, handling money can be an exciting, ongoing part of our growth in the Lord. Together, we'll peel back a little at a time in the coming weeks. Until then, have some fun with the question, why is God's money in my hands?
For more information on a biblical perspective on money, visit rightrelationshipwithmoney.com. Securities and investment advice through G.A. Repel & Company, member FINRA, SIPC.